Hello.
Hi, this is Melina returning your call from customer support. Thank you for calling us. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up your account?
42280.
Okay, and then can you verify the first and last name?
Margaret O'Reilly Atkinson, Margaret Atkinson.
Thank you, ma'am.
What is this weekly health routine? I didn't sign up for anything like that.
I'd be happy to tell you that, ma'am. Can you just verify your shipping address?
5170 Coal Bank Road, Sharon Grove, Kentucky, 42280.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to put you on a brief hold and while I look over the account in more detail, and I'll be right back on the line with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. So I do see here that you had made a purchase on March 7th, and there's wireless earbuds for $28.99, a lifetime warranty for $19.95, a smart fitness tracker for $4.97, shipping and handling, replacement colored strap, that's $19.98, and then a smart fitness tracker for $5.97, shipping and handling.
I didn't order any of that.
Oh, okay.
Ma'am, I am 77 years old. Why
Okay.
would I need
I'm just
all this
telling you
stuff?
what's on your account, ma'am.
Right. So
If you
is there any way I can cancel, or do I have to have the bank do it?
no, ma'am, you don't have to have the bank cancel this. What were you wanting to order? Did you want the earbuds or the fitness tracker? Where did you see the advertisement for this product?
I was supposed to get it free because I answered a survey.
Oh, okay, I see. What website was that on? Was it your email,
I can't
Facebook, or?
remember, ma'am. I'm 77. I can't remember it was for. I know I ordered the earbuds and I was supposed to get them free for answering the survey. And I have four bills on here. One is for $400, and I'm on a fixed income. I'm 77. I only got the earbuds for my grandson.
Yes, ma'am. I am sorry to hear that. They do give you the option to bypass the extra products that they try to add on the order, except for the warranty, from my understanding. So what I can do is.
I didn't order no warranty either. And then I got a bill here for $400, and I'm saying, what the hell is this? Excuse my French. $398.34. Yeah. And then I got the Fresh Taste Lifestyle, which is $5.97. And then I got the weekly healthy routine, $19.98. And I'm under doctor's care, and I'm not supposed to be doing any of that.
You're on the doctor's care, and you're not supposed to be using these electronic products?
No, I ordered the earbuds. They're taking a survey. And I was supposed to get them free. And then I got to see, here's another one, Tactica. Okay, that's Murphy Tactica. Okay. I don't know what they are either. I'm going to have the bank check that out. Well, I got a phone number I got to call. So, how do I cancel all this here? Or do I have the bank do it? If those are fraud for me.
No, ma'am. We can cancel the account on our end. If you'll give me just a moment here, I'm going to go ahead and notate the
give
account.
Give me the amounts that are going to be canceled.
Okay. Give me just one moment. Okay, ma'am. So what I could do for you is offer you a 35% refund of the purchases for the products. And then you could just, you know.
I haven't got the products, first of all.
Yes,
second
ma'am.
Second of all.
They've already shipped.
I did not of these things.
Okay.
So you're not giving me 35. I want 100%. The bank will do it.
We can refund you 50% of the purchase for the products,
no,
and you can just keep
no,
them
I
on
want,
your order.
I want the whole thing because I have none of this stuff, first of all. And I'll be at the bank this afternoon, and I'll let them count it as fraud.
Okay. Well, if you don't want the products, we can go ahead and cancel the order. But if you do, we can offer you a 75% refund.
I didn't order any of this stuff. I don't even know what it is.
Okay, we'll go ahead and cancel out the order. Give me just one moment here.
And I need the amounts you're going to cancel. The other ones are going to bank. And 3 days ago.
Okay, ma'am, so I'm going ahead and refunding the $19.98, the $19.95, and $28.99.
And 20 what?
$28.99.
$28.99, yes, that's Tactica. And then you have another one. What is this, Sequium Focus?
Sequium Focus, I'm sorry.
Yes. Do you have that one?
What's the price next to the order?
$398.34.
$398.34?
Yes.
No, ma'am. I don't see an amount
Okay, I have two tactics here with the same number. Both of them are 1990. No, one is 28.99. One is 1995.
Yes, ma'am. I've refunded those two.
And then I got another one for $4.97.
Yes, ma'am. I refunded the $28.99 and the $19.95 back to your account, as well as the $19.98. That was for the replaceable strap, the lifetime warranty, and the wireless earbuds. I understand, ma'am. I'm just telling you what you've been refunded and what they were for.
Okay.
So now here, the $4.97 and $5.97 shipping and handling is non-refundable because the products have already shipped and they're en route to be delivered to you. That was delivered on March the 9th, so they should be coming in soon. You don't have to worry about sending the products back or anything like that. Since it's already shipped, you can just keep the products. And I went ahead
I don't need the products, so it's useless for me to keep them.
Okay, well, they don't take back returns, so you can just throw the products away if you do not want them, ma'am. But the $4.97 and $5.97 shipping and handling is non-refundable. But you should see the other amounts I refunded to the account within three to five business days.
I told my lawyer about this part here, with the shipping and stuff, when I didn't order any of this.
You said you ordered the earbuds?
Statements. Pardon me?
You said you ordered
the
earbuds?
But they were supposed to be, yeah, that's the $4.97. That's the shipping for the earbuds.
The shipping?
Oh, I will not answer any more surveys for anything on this. And I'll tell my lawyer, this is ridiculous because I got another $400 here.
That's not from us, ma'am.
That's not from you. Okay.
No.
I do have a phone number there. It's the same as yours except for the last two numbers.
You have a total of a $79.86 that was charged to your Visa ending in 8578.
Yeah.
You said there's a $400 charge. There's not a charge of $400
reflected. Well, it's $384, the same number as yours except for the last two numbers. Yours is 97, and where's that? Here it is here. And the other one is 92.
Are you talking about $384, or you're talking about like phone number digits?
$398.34.
Okay, ma'am, that is not a charge from this company, but you were charged with $79.86. I've refunded you $28.99, $19.95, and $19.98. The only thing that was not refunding was shipping and handling because the products have already been sent, and that amount of money, you know, that goes to USPS, so we are not able to refund those amounts, ma'am. It goes to the postage.
Okay. So this Focus Sequium, is not yours.
If it's $389, that is not
from
us.
No, $398.34, yeah. So that one's not yours. Okay, it's the same number except it's 92 instead of 97. Okay, so that one will go to the bank. $300 go in the bank. Okay. Let me go down further and see. There's another tactic. That was the $28.99. There's another one for $19.95. And there's another one for, that's the shipping, the $4.97. Okay. Those will all have to go to the bank then. Okay. No, the $4.97 was going to be me for shipping, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I like shipping on that one. Okay, and then we have, let's see if there's any more on here. Okay, well, I have you here. Okay. Well, that ends all surveys, and it was for a reputable company, too. I'm trying to think of who it was. I'll find out. And when I do, I'll call the company. Okay. All righty. I'll just have them check those other two. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Make sure you canceled everything.
Yes, do you want your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
It's C as in Charlie.
C as in Charlie.
1B as in boy.
1B as in boy.
955.
955.
A as in apple.
A as in apple.
E as in Edward.
E as in Edward.
969.
969. Let me read this back to you. C1B as in boy. 955. A as in apple. E as in Edward. 969.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to yell at you, but you know, it's frustrating.
I do understand.
You know, you go. You're saying, "Where'd your money go?" You know, especially when you're on a fixed income, you go to pay your bills and the money's not there.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's very frustrating.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
yes,
we thank you
thank
for
you
calling.
Very much.
Thank you for calling
okay.
Customer Support. You have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Sorry.
Bye-bye.